And do you remember your grandparents at all?
No, I never saw my grandmother. I remember my two grandmothers, that were both my grandfathers who did before I was a baby.
I see. And your grandmothers, where did they come from?
Right around here.
Well, this, your three generations here, I see. And your husband, is he living?
No, he's been dead 5 years.
How old was he when he died?
He was, deadheaded.
Him too? And was he a missionary Baptist too?
No.
What church did he belong to?
He belonged to the same one I did.
I see. And he was a farmer all his life?
No, he convict most of his life. God convict most of his life.
I see.
Of course, now I farm myself. Me and my children farm, but he got convict most of his life.
I see. About how many years?
Well, I'd say about 30 or 40 years that he got a convict. How old is Willie Bell? Willie Bell's 50 years old, ain't she? Huh? So he got a convict 50 years old.
Where was he then?
Well, he got it in Lee County and got it in Dodge County.
Did he go to school very much when he was a boy?
He didn't go to school much. His father died and left him, and he had to go home and take care of his mother.
I see. And was he born in this county too?
Yeah.
He was. Well, these are some of the questions that we're interested in, and I'm interested in what people used to say, not what they say now, but what they used to say when you were young. You can remember them.
Oh, Lord, I hope I can remember them.
All right. After you have your dinner about 3 or 4 o'clock, is that the afternoon or the evening?
Well, that's the afternoon with us.
And it always was, even when you were young.
Say the afternoon, say the morning, and then the evening comes the same.
What time is evening about? That's after supper, is it?
No, it was before after dinner. Between dinner and supper, we said it was evening.
I see. About 3 or 4 o'clock would be evening.
Yeah.
The time of day when the sun first appears, you say, this morning I got up before sun...
Sun up.
And you get the cows in before sun...
Down.
I see. And if you have a storm and the rain is over and the clouds disappear, you say, I think the weather is...
Broke.
And a very hard rain that just seems to pour down buckets and then it stops all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What do you used to call that?
Well, we used to call that hard shower.
Hard shower.
Hard shower.
Some a lady told me that she used to call it a goose drowner.
Now, I don't know what the rest of them call. I know what my mother and dad
just done. A hard shower.
It was hard shower.
You never called a toad strangler or a gully washer?
Yeah, we'd say that big rain washed down toad frogs.
I see. Somebody else said it was a lighter, not floater.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
It's called a mantelpiece.
And the iron things that held the logs?
It's called them a fire dog.
And how did you start a fire? You used small pieces of wood. What would you call that?
Fast splinters.
And
is
that...
Fast splinters.
Fast splinters. And what is lighter? Is that how you used to say it?
We had matches that we struck them, and stuck them to the splinter and then stuck them on the roof.
I see. Did you ever use anything they call lightwood or lightered?
Oh, that's what we did use, were lightered.
They're lightered.
Oak and pine, pine tree. But I like these trees out here, we'd get a load of that and then we'd get oak wood. Oak and pine was what we used for roofs.
One of the things I'm